wish more help.
We discussed already twice problems of onions. We could probably carry on another few times, but I think we should have to round it off. So go try and go quickly through 2-3 more points, which are very negay lemaaseh. We spoke about what that looks like when you take an onion and you cut it with a milchig knife, and then afterwards you went and fried it in a fleischiger frying pan. That was last time. And we discussed that the problem, and the pot will become usa. I want to discuss today what will happen if I took my onion, which I cut with my fleischiger knife, and I cut it afterwards with a parva knife, or I put it into a parva pot. Does my knife, my parva knife or my parva pot, become fleischig? Again, so I have my onion, which I cut with a fleischiger knife. We learned already that when we cut an onion with a fleischiger knife, it becomes fleischig. No difference. As long as it goes through in, it's a dubach harif, and duchid sakina, it's going to become kulias of fleischigs. And then when we put it into a parva pot, we want to know, does it become fleischig, or does the knife become fleischig? It's a machlokes between the Mugen Avrum and the Evin Oizer. Mugen Avrum is an Hilchas Paisach, and the Mugen Avrum says that the Dovah Charif is so strong that it's going to take all the blias which it took, all the blias that were inside the fleischig knife, which went into the onion, is going to come out of the onion into my parva knife. And it's going to make my parva knife fleischig, or a parva pot. If I put it into a parva, to cut it with a parva knife, or I put it into a parva pot, it's going to make my knife or my parva pot fleischigs. As long, so we said last time, again, we said that the ikadin, only a kadena til of the onion becomes fleischig, we're mach mekiloi, but bedievet only a kadena til. So we're obviously talking about that we take this kadena til, which is mach bedievet, and that he cut the stat area with his knife, or he put it into his frying pan. So according to Mugen Avrum, I've got a fleischiger knife or fleischiger pot. And therefore I can't use, which is labelled parv in the kitchen, which you assume is parv in the kitchen, I can't use it anymore for to cut anything inside of it, the vacharev which I want to put into my milchiger food. The Evin Oizer argues on him. The Evin Oizer says that the vacharev only is strong enough to be able to pull out all the blias which are inside the knife. All the fleisch which was inside this fleischiger knife, it can pull them all out and put them into the onion. We learned normally that would be called nat banat, but since it's a dove charif, it can pull out the complete blias and make it only a nat rishon. So therefore, the onion will be full of fleischigs. But the onion doesn't have such a koyach to be able to send out these blias to the next keli without causing it to go down one more nat. So therefore, the next knife which I cut, or the parva pot which I use to fry the onions, will still be considered a nat banat, and since we're not is over here, it's all heter, we learned that nat banat by heter is going to be mitter. Sounds a bit complicated, I'll say it over again in a nutshell. We have a heter called nat banat, always from milchigs to fleischigs, meaning that if a tam of fleisch went through two stages before it hit milk, it gets weakened on the process, and therefore it becomes mitter. So therefore, normally, when I have fleisch, and I cook it in a pot, so the first time of the first koyach of the fleisch went into my pot, that is noisen tam rishon. The next time I cook potatoes in my pot, in the same pot, within 24 hours, that tam is going to come out and go into the potatoes, that is the second transfer, that's called nat bar nat. It's a second noisen tam bar noisen tam, it's the second time. And therefore these potatoes have inside of them a fleischiger taste, which has already gone through two stages of being come weakened. Therefore, it's not considered any more fleischigs in order to be able to create the problem of busa b'chulav. We went into the luchos, it's not so pushy, you can't always eat it with milchigs, but that is a general heter. We said about dove charif, it's so strong that the dove charif will take the first koyach which went into the pot, it'll pull it into the onions. The onions can pull out the koyach out of this pot or out of this knife so much that it'll be considered as if the fleisch went directly into the onions without going through a pot or a knife on the way. It'll be nice and time rishon, it'll skip one of those two stages out. That everyone's moided to. Now I've got to this stage where I've got my knife, I've got my onion, which has inside a first tam of fleischigs. It's really a second tam, but it's considered as a first tam because it was a charif. I want to transfer that tam now further into a knife or into a parva pot. Does it go down one darga? Therefore, it's considered in my knife a double noisen tam. So therefore, again, I won't have a problem to eat with it milchigs. Or do I say no? My onion is so strong, my dovah charif is so strong that he can send out his belias out of the onion. That's exactly the same strength as he received them, and therefore they'll go into the next power of a knife as if the meat went straight into the power of a knife. And if the meat went straight into the power of a knife, then we have a fleishig knife, I can't use it for milchiks. That is a machloek between Morgan of Rum and Evna Oiza. How strong can a dovah charif send out its koich of flesh? Mishabriya brings down the Morgan of Rum la'alucha. The room says a very practical halacha, which is very negay to, I think, all our kitchens. Most of us have a Magimix or some type of a machine which we, a kegel, they cut the kegel and they cut the potatoes and they cut the onions, which go into the kegel machine. So if somebody would take their fleischiger knife, dice his onions into two halves, or cut them into two halves or three halves, and be able to fit down the tube of the Magimix on top. And then he uses the Magimix to go and cut the onions into small pieces or to whatever it is in order to make his kegel. According to the Mungan of Ruam, he doesn't have a power of a madrimix anymore. His madrimix has become fleishig. Because he's taken an onion, he's cut it with a fleishig knife, his onion became fleishig. When he put it through another knife, which was a power of a knife, which now has turned into a fleishig knife. So therefore, this madrimix, you won't be able to anymore put through it an onion in order to use it to put into any type of milchig food that you would have wanted to use. Or a salad or whatever it would be that you want to eat in the milchig seder. That is the Mugan of Rum. And Evan Oizer argues, and he says, no, it'll still stay parva, because even though the onion was fleishig, it's not so fleishig that it was going to create the next keli, parva keli, which it goes into, also to be fleishig. It's not any, halucha is no difference, because we pass an onion as mechalel l'shvach. Even though it's after 24 hours, it's going to rejuvenate it and make it a geschmack taste. Same thing with a pan. If I take my milk... If I have a parva pan, yeah, I have a parva frying pan, let's say, which I fry onions, whatever I normally want to use, and I went and took this milchig, this fleishig onion, and fried it in my parva frying pan, according to the Mugan of Rum, I have a fleishig frying pan. It's not an itz, what? According to Evan Oiz, it stays parva. Stays parva. So again, we have the same achlokes. If I use it direct into fleishig, if I use it direct into milchig frying pan. That's right. It'll become treif. But if I put it into a parva, then it's going through another step on the way, then it won't become treif. According to the Evan Oizer, the pot and the knife will stay parva. And according to the oven, the onion became fleishig at the beginning. I cut it with a fleishig and knife. That became fleishig, that stays fleishig. And if that onion goes into a pot, that we discussed last week, then the pot will become treif. Yeah. Tell you a little story. What happened? Tell you a master shahoyo, such a type of thing. You realize what a difference mikutz lakutz will come out between this machlokes. Somebody made a shahoyo ruchas. I know a master happened. Somebody made a shahoyo ruchas at home. He wasn't a caterer. He didn't have that many pots, and he had to make soup enough for I don't know how many people it was. So they went. She took this lady took out two fleishiger pots and two parva pots, two big soup pots. Thing. She cut approximately 20 onions, diced up 20 onions into small pieces. Made a layer at the bottom of each of the pans in order to make fry the onions, in order to make a vegetable soup. And then all of a sudden it clicked that she'd used the milchiger knife, a fleishiger knife it was, to cut all those onions and put them in. So the two fleishiger pots aren't a problem, but she's going to put them into two parva pots. And when that clicked, also realized I never thought of that till now, and there was no sufik in the world, she definitely did the same thing in the past with a milchiger knife. Because I never ever realized that there's a problem using a dovah charif with a knife in order to put into a parva pot. So the real shalat is, I've got two parva pots, which have been on Sunday cut with a milchig knife, an onion, and fried in them. And 2 days later, 3 days later, whatever it was, yeah, sometime later, which doesn't help us over here in Einab, went and cut with a fleishig knife and put them into the same pot. And then there was used one spatula, which had gone and mixed all four pots together to keep on turning over the onions to create, to make sure everything's okay. And then they realized, I don't remember if they realized, then or they realized after they made the whole soup. But even if they made the whole soup, there wasn't shishim against the whole problem, against all the onions. According to the Mugan of Rum, the Psaka, without going into details, according to the Mugan of Rum, all four pots, all contents of all four pots are usa, the paravons are zecha usa, and use the same spatula afterwards to mix it all together, and there wasn't shishim. The spatula became usa, and therefore there wasn't shishim in the other pots against the spatula. Bikitsa, the whole thing can go in the bin. Plus, they got four pots that need kashering. And according to Evan Oizer, everything is mitter. All the pots are mitter. Everything stayed parva. And you can eat the food. And you don't even have to cash the kainan. That's how far it goes. Mikutza lakutza. It's the Heirun, the Mal Mishabir brings down the Mugan of Rum Unkacholik. But a lot, there's a lot of Cholkim. The Evan Oizer, we said, argues on him. The Chavaz Das also argues for two reasons. First, said the Swur of the Evan Oizer he holds is correct. The second, we mentioned last time that there's a Swur, a Belia can't come out of the food without Reutiv. Therefore, we have, when you went and fried it in a frying pan, the power of a frying pan, so you might have had enough oil to consider Reutiv. But in a case when you only cut it again with a Milchiger knife, there's no liquid at all. So there's no way, even if my onion is a fly sugar onion, and I would consider it being enough of a charif in order that it would be able to send out its bleas, but it has to have a liquid in order to send out its taste, fly sugar taste, which it has inside of him, and it doesn't have any rotif. So therefore, the Chavaz Das have got another sibba why it's going to be mitter. What the? No, because out of it, very good. Out of a keli, bleas will come out of a keli without liquid, and only out of food they don't go without liquid. So therefore the original flesh went in properly, it was normal hot food. It came out of the knife into the onion without liquid, and out of the onion it can't come out again. Now look at normal is, normal is.
You've got oil inside.
So it depends how much oil was got last year. It's a lot of oil, it's a small amount of oil. So machlok is how much oil, it's how much you have to have in order to be considered a liquid in order to bring out bleas. So therefore, when it comes to a pot, when it comes to frying something, you've got to try and be messed up how much there is. But when you cut it again the second time, if you didn't fry it, if you just cut with the power of a knife afterwards, then you zich have a swur, there's no liquid. So therefore, according to the Chavaz Das, even if the Mugan of Rum would theoretically be correct in a swur, it's still got another issue, which is the technical problem that the bleas can't come out. Chiddush as Meshabiri brings it down without any choluk. That's why it's a doer chuma, and ungenim in a ruah is, as we machme lachatchila, the shit is Mugan of Rum. Therefore, it's definitely a nehuga, a home, that one should never cut an onion with a fly sugar or a milchiger knife and then go and put it through a parva blender or any other type of a parva pan. So less frequent, I think, parva frying pans, unless by caterers, but more of a parva madrimix. I think most of us have a parva madrimix, or we thought we had a parva madrimix, and we might not have one anymore. That's number one. But in stan, Shechanuch Rav is bavis, Shechanuch Rav always goes, but derech klal, kamat always, he goes with the derech of the Mugan of Rum. Whatever the Mugan of Rum paskens, derech klal, so Shechanuch Rav paskens. I don't know why, but this shtickl of Mugan of Rum he leaves out. Because it's not really in the ge, it's in Hichas HaGulas Kalim, it's not really in the ge over there. Mugan of Rum brings it in, he doesn't say this piece, it could be a taka hal mishtifin. There's a lot of cholkim, therefore the minig, the derech klaru is machmel chatchila, and b'dieved, and b'shteitzich mukim hefsed, we are makel. That was number one. Number two, very quickly, we have there's another shal about our fly sugar onion. We have an onion we cut with a fly sugar knife, and instead of frying it, instead of whatever we did, we popped it inside a chunt. Let's say you're making a chunt, you're making something else, it's got flesh inside, but it's being cooked, it's not being fried. You have a pot on the stove, you have inside a piece of meat, and you have inside milchigs we cut with a fly sugar knife, yeah? So we've got having the stove something cooking milchigs, and you put it inside this soup or whatever it is, and it's probably more nigger the other way around. I cut my own with a milchiger knife and put it inside my chulant, whatever it is, my soup. And how much do I need in order to be mati the food? So the Mechaber brings down a siman tzadidalet zivuv that for half shishim against the amount of bleas inside my onion, I'm covered. Everything is kosher. I can eat everything. I can eat the onions. I can eat the food. Tzitzach agoris machloikas is a prima gudim with a crazy place with Chavaz Das with Mugan of Rum. It's a whole band of machloikas over here, and the machloikas goes mikotze lakotze. We said the mechaber is matter. As long as I've got 60 against the belias inside the onion, I'm okay. There is the prima gudim and the crazy place say the onion will zicha be usa, the butzel itself will zicha be usa, but everything else in the pot, we can be makel with Bishar Satrak. You know, he's not very happy about it because he's trying to emphasize al shlim and abisla with the mechaber. And the Rebbe Kiveiga mitzvah zechem nochme, and he really wants to say al pi halucha, you need to have shishim against the whole onion. And even then, you'll have to have shishim in my whole food against the whole onion also. If I don't have shishim in my whole food against the whole onion, then vata lechoyer, everything should be usa. I don't know how luch l'masa. I don't know. But I'll tell you another case which happened, which is negaya this, which is, sounds very simple, which could be negaya such type of thing. Somebody made a chulant erev Shabbos, and a seeing a man went and took out the kishka, which was in a silver foil container, like wrapped up in silver foil, the kishka in the fridge, or he thought was kishka, he took it out and put it inside his chulent. And it was an omelette made with milk and egg. And so here's a whole... That's a master shahoy. Took it out. So we have inside over here. If we have, don't have shishim against the milk, there's something to talk about. Right? It's usa. If we have shishim against the whole lot, then it's not a problem. But if we have only shishim against the milk part, but we don't have shishim against the whole omelette, then l'choyra, b'miskel rishon haik tzichun this whole machloikus, because according to the mechabel, choyra will be okay, and according to the mecholkim, just the omelette will be usa, and according to this Reb Kiva Egas Surah, everything will be usa. But on the other hand, when you think about it again, it could be, it's different. It has to be done very carefully. We had a grisa shlugarayim koil, and maybe everybody have their own opinion. How do you consider a mixture of egg and milk together when you make an omelette? Is it a blia, or is it mamushas? If I have an onion, and I cook it inside a pot with fly sheiks, and I take my onion back out, the same thing went in, came out. But what have I got inside? If I've got only a taste of meat. So a taste of meat, that's what Machab is talking about. So I take, I fill up a cup together, fill up a container with an egg and milk. So I've got 50 milliliters of egg and 50 milliliters of milk, and I mix them together. It's very hard to say that it's only called a blia. L'choira, it's the same amusha's egg you've got as milk. Therefore, if that's the case, then there won't be any machlokes. It's not a blia at all, and obviously it'll become straight away usa. The milk will, I'll have to have shishim against, not only against the milk, but against the whole omelette, because there's a din called duvik, and whatever's connected first, the milk goes first, and therefore there won't be any machlokes. So there was a shlugarai. I think Lanias dati that it's tzichah considered mamushas. It's not considered oblius, but there were opinions all way. So therefore, in this case, I'd have to definitely have to have shishim against the whole omelette. And if I don't, it's tzichah usa. It wouldn't help me this machlokes to have shishim all against the milk shiboy. Okay, let's just finish off one last din, which is very negaya of duv charif. So we don't have to put part four on for onions. Can you go into a goyshe store and buy an onion, a horseradish, any dover charif which isn't completely whole? If it's completely whole, it's taken out the ground like it is, and there's no problem, it was never cut. Even with the hairs on. But what happens if I take out only half? I go to the horseradish, which you go very often, you get a long horseradish, and you don't get a complete one, it's been broken into two. It's two pieces. Can you buy it? Because al atzada, the goy took a osadika knife and he cut it, the whole horseradish, and the whole Mura, the whole, whatever it is usa. By onion, it's not very negaya. But by now, it's coming Mitzvah Pesach soon. And all the goyish supermarkets come along with their charain. Can you buy, well, people make charain always, can you buy a charain in a goyish store which isn't completely whole? You have to go and be boydikit and see if it's completely whole or not. There's often a remu in Simen Tzadivuv, and the remu discusses, can you buy a dove charif from a goy? The remu says that if there is a tzad, if you have a sufik, that maybe he used a special miyichadik knife for that. The mushlis use a spade. The mulagatzadin, I don't know what they do now, how they get the stuff out of the ground. I'm not sure what the inventions are. But in the olden days, they used to take a spade and dig it into the ground and pull out the horseradish. So if he went and dug it out and he didn't hit his mark very well, so he ended up chipping off the end of the spit, ended up the horseradish. So you're going to end up with a horseradish missing its legs, but missing the bottom part of it. But it definitely wasn't cut with a knife which was used for dover issa. So the Prim Guna brings down, the Rumus talking about if the lower half of the horseradish has been cut off, meaning that is definitely a tzad, there's definitely a realistic sufik that it was cut with a sakim yichid lekat, and with that I've got another sufik, that we have a sufik where the charein is considered bechlal adu v'charif, samachloikas, because in the Gemurah it brings down only chiltis and snoin. Chiltis, I don't know how to translate into English, but snoin is radish. But everything else, says the Mechaber, is only a sufik. We're machmeh, but we're only machmeh tzad sufik. And therefore, if I have such a sufik, whether it was done with saknam yichud, or such a type of an, or a isadik knife, I've got already a svek sveka, sufik is a charef, and sufik, which knife was it used bichlas, therefore I can be mekel. The same thing will go to master. With anything we buy nowadays, I think, with nowadays in thing, it's very, very unlikely that if part of a horseradish came off from a goy, he took out the knife that he used to cut his salami sandwich, hot salami sandwich, and used it to cut the horseradish. And it's definitely a sufik, a realistic sufik. So if it's a realistic sufik, and even if he did use it, it could be the knife was Eina Ben Yoimoy, the Goyish knife, because time clearly Eina Ben Yoimoy. So as long as I have a sufik, maybe it was Eina Ben Yoimoy, and maybe he used a sakam yichel lekach, therefore we're allowed to buy dvorin charif from a goy, even a chatchila. The Rambam doesn't say it's any intimi machmal a chatchila. As long as I have the svek svek, I can koyf in a chatchila. As we said at the headline, that's the Zatik's problem.